to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. Here's what we have in store for you on this August 15th, 2013 edition.
Tonight, is InfoWars too popular for Rachel Maddow? As alarmed citizens watch militarized cops invade their neighborhood, a Marine Corps colonel says Homeland Security is building a domestic army. All that and more on tonight's InfoWars Nightly News.
And welcome back. Top story headline. MSNBC blames Boston bombings on deeply racist Alex Jones. Let's go to that clip of MSNBC and then Alex's response to that.
Let's go to this clip.
Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million YouTube.
600 million.
300 million people that have watched him on YouTube. And that sort of fringe, arch-conservative, deeply, I think, racist strain is being tapped into at crazy profit by people in the media.
Well, it is. And I think the point you just made is the key.
Crazy
profit. These folks are getting paid to be racist. They're being paid to be ignorant.
Boom. Steals the real one. Let's turn that off. By the way, we called a computer company yesterday in the afternoon who I guess had this on, and they said, we don't want to work with you because of your racism, basically. Boom. That's going to be in court. The damages are coming in right now. By the way, we know you got your crews lobbying to take down our YouTube channels and Facebook and Twitter. It's happened before. We got over 600 million views of different Alex Jones videos, not just the 320 something million on one channel that they've turned the clock back on before. They're scared of us, ladies and gentlemen, because they know that we know the truth. And then they go into how, yeah, these libertarians are bombing stuff. Malice aforethought with intent to do harm. Up there just saying racist, racist, racist to create division so we don't come together.
And this isn't the first time we've had this happen with MSNBC. Remember earlier this year we had this, InfoWars too popular for Rachel Maddow. Now, this is a strange thing to give somebody credit for, but at least Rachel Maddow, she'll take a clip out of context. This other lady on MSNBC won't even do that. But, you know, here at InfoWars, if we say somebody says something, we'll show you an article with a link of that person actually saying it or an article where they said it. You know, they don't even do that anymore. So just get ready to be served your papers at MSNBC, and the world keeps spinning. We have this, Marine Corps Colonel, Homeland Security is building domestic army.
When I was in Iraq, I was in charge. I was the Minister of Defense Coordinator. My job was to man, train, and equip the Iraqi army in Al-Anbar, Najaf, Karbala, and Northern Mobile provinces. What's happening here is we're building a domestic military because it's unlawful, unconstitutional to use American troops on American soil. So what we're doing is we're building a military.
And that's a shorter clip of a much larger video. I do encourage you to go to InfoWars.com and watch that for yourself. But just like this graphic says, more Mayberry, less Fallujah. People don't like to be treated like enemy combatants in their own home right here in the United States, such as what happened to me in the city of Austin, Texas. If you're a new viewer, last week I encountered a SWAT team who was raiding my neighbor's apartment. What were they looking for? I don't know. APD won't give me that police report. But I go down and I file a complaint against these officers, the ones you see on the screen, for violating my First Amendment rights and also illegally detaining me, like this guy does, in my own home. So I go down and I file a complaint with the complaint agent or whoever the guy was. And he says, you know, can you describe the officers? And just like you saw right there, I can't describe the officers because they're wearing black ski masks. And he says, well, what'd the guy look like? Well, I said, well, he kind of looked like Batman minus the ears and the cape, except Batman doesn't wear a mask, you know, over his face, over his mouth. And he says, you know, what would you like to see happen, the complaint agent? I said, well, I'd like to see the city of Austin make a rule that the officers cannot wear a mask in commission of their duties. Now, I understand, you know, officer outside may wear sunglasses. I understand a bike cop may wear a helmet. But why do you need to wear a mask? And the guy says straight up, he says, they're not going to change the policy because you filed a complaint. I'm like, well, why do you have a job? I mean, I didn't say that to the guy. He was a nice guy. He was just, you know, some cog in the wheel of a system that goes nowhere. So I'm continuing my pursuit with APD, and I'll let you guys know more about that. But it ties into this. Citizens alarmed as militarized cops invade Missouri neighborhood. Now, this is a situation where a SWAT raid is necessary and even recommended for any type of felony offense, any felony. So if you have hot checks outstanding and you have a warrant, they'll send a SWAT team after you. If you are illegally burning CDs and DVDs, you have a big operation on that, You have a warrant for that. They'll send a SWAT team after you. And this is just what they do to, you know, rationalize having SWAT teams everywhere, having these militarized police. For any type of offense, any type of felony warrant in this county, they can send a SWAT team after you. And it's just ridiculous. It's the militarization of police, people wearing ski masks and so forth, like you'll see in this video. Obama-backed militants execute teenage boys. Now, this is a situation that happened in Syria, and every day we have a new video, we have a new situation of the Syrian rebels using child soldiers, having kids play with dynamite, so on and so forth, eating people's internal organs. And we're not going to show you this video because it is very graphic, but you can go to Infowars.com and watch it for yourself. You can see the two young boys right there, teenage boys. The guy behind them steps out of the way, and these kids are pretty much unloaded on with rifles. You can see bullets pass through them and hit the wall behind them. It's very graphic, and this is what your tax dollars are going to support. Last week, I did a Man on the Street, and I was talking to people at the American Idol auditions here in the city of Austin. And one lady said, you know, I was talking to her about these topics, and she said, you know, every American should be against us arming our own opposition. And I said, yeah. And speaking of that, some people in the Northeast feel the same way.
This is Dan Bedondi reporting for the InfoWars Nightly News, and we're in Newport, Rhode Island, and today we're going to ask the general public their thoughts on the latest conflicts in Syria, Egypt, and all over the world, and their thoughts about Edward Snowden, the whistleblower from the NSA. Now admitted, do you think the NSA spying on your emails and phone calls is for our safety, or is it treason against the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution?
I'm going to have to say treason.
Treason. I think they're obviously using fair judgment deciding who's a terrorist and who isn't.
I think it's for our safety.
Well, I'm not worried about the invasion of my privacy or any conversations I'm having.
I do believe it is a violation of our Fourth Amendment rights.
The commies are spying on you. Everyone's spying on you. The Chinese are spying on you. Even the Albanians. So why not the NSA, whoever the hell they are?
No, I think that the U.S. has their obligation and responsibility to make sure that the public at large is safe.
As long as it's used appropriately, it's more for our safety.
Do you know what the Fourth Amendment is?
I can't say I do.
Right to privacy.
Freedom of speech.
Can you tell me?
Which one is that exactly?
Legal search and seizures and...
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Search and seizure.
Guns?
I don't recall right off the top.
Yes. A protection against our safety.
Do you think Edward Snowden, the whistleblower from the NSA, is a hero or should he be charged for espionage?
I think he's a hero.
I think he's a hero.
I think he's a hero.
Hero.
Charged with espionage.
He should definitely be charged.
If he's working for us, he really shouldn't turn on us.
I think he's an idiot.
Should President Obama put a stop to the NSA spying or just continue to ignore the issue?
I don't know, continue to ignore the issue. I know it's before Congress now, and Congress is going to vote on it, and I think that's a good idea at this point. But again, I really didn't have a problem with it the way it was.
He should forget about it and work on more important events.
It infringes upon, like, public's right to privacy. It should be, you know, should be looked at.
I mean, yeah, they're infringing on our rights, but I don't know. I felt safer that knowing that they were doing it while they were, I feel safe.
I think he should probably continue to ignore the issue because it's for the public safety.
I think he should put a stop to it because it's against our Fourth Amendment right.
He wouldn't have a clue, that fella.
I support the president fully.
I think spying is bad, but I think that if it's for our safety, sometimes it needs to be done.
I don't think he should ignore it, but seeing that I think that it might be for safety reasons, he should probably regulate it.
Can you name any recent scandals that President Obama and his administration have been involved in?
Too many to answer. He's an idiot.
Vaccine tea parties and making it difficult for them to get applications.
Not off the top of my head, no.
Besides this one, no.
Benghazi?
Not too many. I think the Obama administration has been pretty scandal-free, actually.
Such as Benghazi, Operation Fast and Furious.
Benghazi, I didn't think that they were at fault there. I mean, I think they've done the right thing now as far as closing the embassies, but I didn't really think that there was, you know, anything at fault there as well. I mean, you know, they could always, you know, look after the fact and point fingers.
I'm familiar with some.
No, but I think that when he captured Osama bin Laden, it helped out tremendously.
No, I love President Obama.
Benghazi, Fast and Furious.
He doesn't know anything about that stuff.
Do you think we should fund and send weapons to the rebels in Syria?
No.
No.
No?
No.
No, I do not.
I'd be worried about them getting in the wrong hands.
Certainly not. They're going to kill the Christians. They'll be bloody crazy. I've been there. I know what'll happen. It's sad.
Are you aware that the rebel groups are openly working with Al-Qaeda now, and the Al-Qaeda flag is now flying over the rebel-held positions?
No, I was not aware of that.
I wasn't aware of it. I'm not doubtful of it.
Now I am.
Yes.
I was not aware.
I was not aware of that.
I wasn't aware of that.
Some of them are, and rat bags, and they're very, very dangerous. They're bloody idiots.
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Yes, however, sometimes you have to work with the enemy in order to succeed.
Do you think funding Al-Qaeda will make us safer?
No.
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 No, I do not.
No, I don't think that will at all.
No, I would not think that would make us safer.
Who?
Al-Qaeda.
Are you joking?
No, because recently the Pentagon awarded several contracts to Al-Qaeda in Syria.
You'd be joking.
I have no comment on that either.
No.
No.
Are you aware that our government installed the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt using $1.3 billion of U.S. taxpayers' money?
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised.
No, I wasn't, but now I am. I was aware.
No, but I am not at all surprised.
I'm not aware of that, no.
It's gone to the army, though, and they're going to kick him out, hopefully.
I was not aware of that.
Somewhat, but I don't think they can be solely justified for that.
No, but it doesn't surprise me.
Do you think it's a violation of the Constitution for our military to police the world?
We have an obligation to the country, and I support our military fully.
Yes, yes, I do.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
I believe they should be more focused around our safety.
Your military to police the world, they're not going to. You'd be joking.
No.
I think we do have responsibility as a superpower in this way, in the world, to protect people and protect, you know, rights of people. But I don't know, you know, it's kind of tough way to draw those lines sometimes and putting American lives at risk.
Bringing awareness and getting the public's take on things is what the man on the street is all about. Those who give up civil liberties for security, you'll get neither nor deserve neither. So anybody that works for the NSA, the CIA, FBI, or any of the government alphabet agencies, you know what? If you know something's going wrong, it's your duty, your responsibility, so says the Declaration of Independence, to do something about it, regardless of the consequences, just like our founding fathers did, and they did something about it. So it's you who takes a sworn oath on the Constitution and to uphold the Constitution. And this is Dan Bedani reporting for the InfoWars Nightly News.
And for our last story, we have this. Dangerous operations at Fukushima's reactor number 4 could ignite atomic chain reaction, threatening to trigger a new and possibly more devastating nuclear disaster than the original or ongoing one at the Fukushima plant in Japan. A risky plan to remove fuel rods from a damaged reactor building could unleash an unprecedented level of radiation. Now, this is according to the experts. They say it could be 14,000 times the amount of radiation released by the bombing of Hiroshima. Now, I'm no expert on nuclear physics or atomic chain reactions, so I can't say whether or not it's a good idea to try to move these things into a more stable location. So I really don't know what to say about this, but definitely be aware of this, because you remember last time when they had the original Fukushima incident, they just raised the level of acceptable radiation here in the U.S. So it's like, oh, you know, we just upped it from this to that. You know, that's perfectly fine. If you start feeling a little sick or your kids start turning weird colors, that's perfectly fine. And not to make light of the situation, it's a very unstable situation, no pun intended. So let's end now with our quote of the day. Let us therefore animate and encourage each other in showing a world that a free man contending for his liberty on his own ground is superior to any slavish mercenary on earth. That by George Washington. So stay tuned, because you do not want to miss this very powerful interview with David Knight and SEAL Team 6 father Charlie Strange, and also his lawyer Larry Klayman, about the suspicious circumstances that led to the deaths of many of America's finest soldiers.
Authoritarian control freaks throughout history have sought to make populations dependent. The United Nations openly has talked about using food as a weapon against the Third World and the industrialized First World. State Department Memorandum 200, developed by Henry Kissinger, called for destroying the food capacity, not just of the United States, but every country in the world, so they could use food scarcity as a political weapon of control. Just a decade ago, less than 10 million Americans were on food stamps. 4 years ago, it was 25 million. It's now reached almost 50 million. Socialist health care is designed to destroy our health care system. The establishment wants you to be a bunch of cowardly, dumbed-down people who can't stand up for yourselves. That's why they're rushing to try to restrict citizens owning firearms. Because since the early 1990s, gun ownership has gone straight up, while violent crime has gone straight down by 49%. And globalist-controlled strongholds like Chicago and New York, where they've taken the citizens' guns, have the highest crime rates in the world. What am I getting at here? The system doesn't want you to be self-sufficient. That's why I promote the fact that you should go out, buy firearms, and go take lessons and learn how to use them. I want you to stand up for your birthright of liberty and freedom. During a serious meltdown, they're going to tell you, hey, you want food? Turn in your guns. And that's why we need to put the globalists in check. And then finally bring them to checkmate by being self-sufficient, by being prepared, by having a garden, by learning how to can your own foods, by having friends and family and community that will stand together. But at the heart of that is having quality, storable foods. And that's why I went out more than a decade ago and found the very best food company to be my sponsor, eFoods Direct. They're the company that I personally use for my emergency food storage preparation, whether it be for natural disasters or the tyranny that is intensifying. So give them a call, 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the weekly and monthly specials. And there's a lot of other reasons, privacy, you name it. When you want high-quality storable foods, you go to the experts, and that's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the full list of specials.
The two-week food supply provides one adult with 81 servings of healthy, delicious, storable food for 14 days.
The one-month food supply provides 192 servings for 28 days.
And then there's the one-month family food pack. It will change the way you look at the food in your pantry. Every time you eat one of these meals, you are eating healthy, delicious food and saving a lot of money.
The three-month food supply, 576 servings of storable food for 91 days.
And the one-year food supply will provide you with 2,304 servings of healthy, delicious, storable food for one full year.
Your meals are as delicious and nutritious tonight as they'll be in 25 years.
Bottom line, there's a bunch of specials at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can also call them at the toll-free number on your screen, and they can send you a catalog with all the specials detailed and tell you about the weekly and monthly specials that they're always running. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find all the specials or call the toll-free number. And so in closing, when you buy from eFoodsDirect.com, you are supporting the radio broadcast, the nightly news, the magazine, the films, and everything we're doing. Because we're not like MSNBC or Media Matters that get government and corporate funding to bring down America and bring in tyranny. We are funded by our sponsors and you, the viewers and listeners, that support them. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633. And when you're also visiting InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, you can click on the banners to take you to the weekly and monthly specials. It's like the Hank Williams Jr. song, "A Country Boy Can Survive," because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run because these boys were raised on shotguns. Well, there aren't really a lot of good old boys left anymore, are there? And those that are out there are demonized and are enemy number one by Homeland Security. And good old boys come in all shapes, colors, and sizes. They're people that aren't chumps who understand that they're going to take care of their family and that nobody else is. They're people that understand that if somebody else is taking care of them, that makes them a slave. And that the government doesn't want you dependent because they want to build a great future for you. They want to get you dependent so they can social engineer us. So the answer is get self-sufficient, become men again, and tell the New World Order to go straight to hell. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com and eFoods Direct, our great sponsor.
Well, in the ancient story of David and Bathsheba, we see King David trying to get rid of Bathsheba's husband Uriah. Now, Uriah was a fiercely loyal soldier of King David. He was part of his most elite fighting forces. And the way David killed Uriah was to have the commander order him to the front of battle and then remove support and leave him alone to die. Today, we would call that having the troops stand down. We saw that happen in Benghazi, where the ambassador was killed and those who defended him, the few SEALs that were there and other military personnel, were left stranded alone as the troops were told to stand down. We see something very similar happening even before Benghazi. 2 years ago in Afghanistan, we had the largest loss of life for SEALs ever. We had 30 people die in a raid. 22 were SEALs, 8 were other military. Many of those who died, many of the SEALs who died, were part of the purported Osama bin Laden raid, and it happened shortly after that. And we have two people here who want some answers. Representing the families is Larry Klayman, and he is with Judicial Watch. It's a public interest and nonprofit law firm. And he became famous, I guess, back in the Clinton administration. He filed 18 civil lawsuits against the Clinton administration. But he also went after Dick Cheney, trying to get some information about the White House Energy Task Force. So he's out there against both parties when necessary to find out the truth. And now he's trying to get some truth, some information, some real information, some true information for the families who desperately want that information. And with him today, we have a father of one of the SEALs who died, Charlie Strange. His son, Michael Strange, was killed in that raid. Well, thank you for joining us today. We've got Larry Klayman and Mr. Strange. And I guess the first thing I want to say, Mr. Strange, is we're so sorry about your loss. And I know that it's a terrible, terrible thing here. But there is something that we appreciate you following this and looking to see what's really behind this, because this is something that is much larger for the nation than the loss of even so many military men, so many SEALs and elite fighting forces.
Yes, it is. It's, you know, somebody betrayed our country here.
Yes.
And
yes.
Leaked out some valuable information that killed 30 brave Americans.
And this is something that affects all Americans as well as all servicemen. When something like this can happen to your son, this is something that can happen to anyone who is in the military, and even to anyone who is in the United States. They don't have to be in the military. We have questions about what happened to Michael Hastings. And when we see the government giving us so many different versions of the story, and so many of these versions, well, actually, none of them really ring true, do they?
No, not at all. And then that's the main purpose, is to get the truth, and so this don't happen to someone else's son or daughter.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you for doing this, and we thank you, thank the other families for doing this. Mr. Klayman, is the how many families are involved in this lawsuit?
We have three involved in the lawsuit, and there are other families that actually joined a group. Right now we can't say who they are, but people are coming to us, and we suspect that there'll be many more as this lawsuit progresses.
Now, tell us the basis of the lawsuit. Exactly what is it that you're suing about?
The basis is, and you can find it at freedomwatchusa.org, that website. You can see a copy of the complaint. The number of bases, but with regard to Vice President Joseph Biden and then Secretary Liam Panetta, that they released the name of SEAL Team 6 after Osama bin Laden was killed, which put a target on the backs of these SEALs and other special ops forces, and violating constitutional rights. They've been sued in their individual capacity. We also sued President Hamid Karzai of Afghanistan and Afghanistan itself, because we have reason to believe that Afghanistan gave up these SEALs to the Taliban in exchange for something. And we sued the government of Iran because Iran pays a bounty of $1,000 per head for each U.S. serviceman that is killed. So all of these defendants are in the case, and the case is going to be moving forward, but it's a multifaceted case.
Well, tell us about the Afghan connection with Hamid Karzai.
Well, one of the things that really upsets us is that when this helicopter took off, this Chinook helicopter, and Charlie can explain it as well, there were seven Afghanis that were supposed to go on that mission along with the SEALs and other special ops forces. And they were removed at the last minute. In fact, there's no reference to who they were replaced with on the manifest. And we know that the Taliban was laying in wait for the SEALs and for the other special ops in the Tangine Valley. And you put all of the things together in this matter, and it raises the likelihood that somehow security was breached, that the Taliban knew that these SEALs were coming their way, and it's most likely that Afghanistan was behind it. Because they try to play both sides of the fence. President Karzai of Afghanistan is extremely corrupt. He may have even made a lot of money giving up these SEALs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all of these things are things that are going to be explored in this lawsuit, because we're going to have the opportunity to take discovery and gather documents and those kinds of things. So we'll wait for the ultimate conclusion, but we have enough evidence right now to have sued these entities.
Let's review a little bit of what happened, though. So basically you have a helicopter situation where it goes in. Everybody is told that it was a helicopter crash that everybody died in, but then we see that the bodies are not burned, many of them. However, they are cremated. Even though the bodies are intact, that looks like a cover-up there. We learned that fire control officers and others are told to basically stand down. We also learned that there are suspicious Afghans on the helicopter as well, and they're taken off. Other Afghans who are supposed to be on the helicopter are taken off. New ones are put on. We don't know who they are. And we see that there's a suspicious communication about this tower. We see that Afghans are immediately celebrating that they got SEAL Team 6, which looks like they got information. You're putting all this stuff together, and then, Mr. Strange, you get a information from Rob Cadera told you that he could hear every message you said. Is that correct? Somebody named Rob Cadera? And who is Rob Cadera? Could you tell everyone who that is?
He was one of the Navy personnel that one of the four that came up to us and that was telling us, him and Jamie Cotter, that everybody had to be cremated August 6th and 7th. And then when we went to the investigation, October 12th, with General Colt, the night before at the hotel, I left at the, me and my wife left a note in the lobby. Anybody, any of the parents from Extortion 17 want to meet with Mr. and Mrs. Strange at 7 o'clock in the lobby? And not all the parents stayed in the same hotel. And quite a few of them came down, and we were talking about what happened, and everybody had a different story, you know. One parent said they told them that it ran into a mountain. One said they hit a building. And in the beginning, that's what they were getting told.
Mm-hmm.
And the next
so they were telling everybody... They were telling everybody the helicopter had crashed, and some of them they would say it hit a building, some of them would say it hit a mountain. Is that correct?
August 6th and August 7th, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came up with the theme RPG.
Mm-hmm.
I really think it was a man pad, heat-seeking missile. But October 12th, Rob Cadero came up to me and a few other high-ranking Navy people. Said, oh, that was nice that you had all the parents together last night, Mr. Strange. They were watching. They were watching. And then afterwards, when he's walking me to my car, he says, you know, with this phone I have here, I can hear everything you say. I get every text message you get.
Huh.
And he says, then you can walk up to me, and I push this button, and it disappears.
It's a tale of deception and lies. It's a tale of betrayal. And if people want to follow this progress, they can go to freedomwatchusa.org. That's Larry Klayman's website. And there is a memorial website for Michael Strange that actually talks about Voices for Silent Heroes, and that's MichaelStrangeFoundation.org. Is that correct, Mr. Strange?
Yes.
Yes, MichaelStrangeFoundation.org. There it is right there on the key. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for following this, and we'll be coming back to you to find updates. We hope we get some answers, all of us.
Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you. Well, stay tuned to InfoWars. We're going to be following this as it develops. As we said, it's yet another story of betrayal and deception. A lot of similarities to the Benghazi raid and a lot of similarities to the Osama bin Laden raid. A lot of lies and stories that are ever changing, and the details do not match up. And one of the other things that's going on in Afghanistan is a massive surge in the production of poppies, which of course are used to produce heroin and other opiates. And if you want to know more about America's failed war on drugs, you can follow the original story in America Drug War. That's about cocaine, actually, not heroin so much. But then also a new film that is available on DVD only from InfoWars, and that is America Drug War 2, Cannabis Destiny. They like to tell us that the war on drugs is there to save the children. Well, let's look at the effect that it has on children. Specifically, filmmaker Kevin Booth found that children in foster care were being taken advantage of in order to sell big pharma products. They were being mandated to being given all kinds of heavy-duty pharmaceuticals mandated by Child Protective Services for the foster care families, as well as effective medical marijuana treatments being withheld from people. So let's talk about what happens to the children when we have a war on drugs. And that's available exclusively from InfoWars.com. And you can get that as a two-pack and save $7 off of the purchase of American Drug War 1 and American Drug War 2. Well, that's it for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.